The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy here every Saturday and Sunday, as you guys know. And thank you all for checking in our Generations TV show on our website, generations808.com. We can actually get about 100 people every week watch our show online only. So thank you very much. Keep it up because you can watch it in your own time. A lot of people ask me, when does the show air? I say, well, it airs almost every day, thanks to OC16. But if you want to watch it on your own leisure, we have two shows out. We produce a new show every 2 weeks, so check it out, generations808.com. And thanks to Malin Moore, our website designer here, who's got a great job of putting all these on our website, including all these radio shows here as well. So anyway, we have our regular guest, Mr. Scott Spallina, the prosecuting attorney from the prosecutor's office, and he's the elder abuse specialist. So Scott, thank you very much for coming in again.
And, hey, thanks for having me again. And, I appreciate it.
Of course, there's so much going on with elder abuse, and there's so much going on. I mean, the biggest topic today is what?
Well, financial crimes.
No, it's the aging in place thing.
Well, thing is, though, when you don't prepare for aging in place, that opens yourself up to all sorts of abuses going on there. That's why we always encourage people to plan ahead to age in place.
No, we're talking about the aging in place care homes.
Yes.
That what you're talking about?
No, when you talk about aging in place, you have your own aging in place conference, which I truly believe people need to attend because you provide resources for families. Because you and I both know that for the most part, people don't want to go into a home or a facility. They want to age at home. That's the home that they raise their children at. That's where their memories are at. That's where they live their life with their spouse at. And so ideally, they want to be able to grow old in their own home because that's where they are at home. Unfortunately, given that the medicines has increased our lives and sometimes we do get ill, sometimes we do get dependent and we can't move around as freely, we may need to start adjusting our home, adjusting our lifestyle to allow people to age in place, age at home. And so that's why Generations has created a good network of resources to help people just do that.
Yeah. So that's the Aging in Place workshop. But what I'm trying to get at is that the front page news in the last couple of 3 weeks about the Aging in Place supposedly homes that are not providing care, but in a roundabout way, they still are. And it's a big controversy.
That's true. And this has been a problem for years where you have your licensed facilities that are regulated by the state, regulated by the Department of Health that goes in there, does regular inspections to make sure that the place is safe, secure, sanitary, people are being well fed and everything. These are regulated. Now you have certain people, what they'll do is they have a home with extra rooms and they'll say, oh, we'll take care of your elderly parent. We'll take care of grandma for you and kind of represent themselves as a care home, but without all the regulation one would need. Especially the insurance part, because if they're just a private home, then they don't get the hand bars for the bathroom. They don't get the insurance needed for the unfortunate event of someone falling down. They don't have maybe a doctor visiting that home to make sure the medication's being well regulated and being given on a regular basis. But I think this is all symptomatic of just people not preparing for growing old, people being put in a situation where they don't realize just how expensive it is to grow old in Hawaii.
Well, I think the real issue is that these are care homes that couldn't afford to get recertified, maybe cannot get recertified in the first place, or it takes too long, according to the newspaper.
Right.
This one lady that got a fine or got a letter from your office, or was it from
DCC, I believe, Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs.
She got a fine, and she was saying it took them took 3 years and she never got certified from what, Department of Health?
And I think
as a care home.
And she was complaining because she had two kids in college.
Well, that's irrelevant.
And saying that she couldn't afford all the regulations.
Right.
But that's no excuse, though, to cut corners and put the safety of your patients at risk.
So we're actually talking about people that are maybe were a care home or want to be a care home but are not going to be a care home, and to save costs on the extra bonding insurance and regulations from the state, right. They just consider that a tenant.
They consider that a tenant, and they bring in like independent contractors. Maybe they bring in nurses or like that. And so
I don't think they're nurses, but
CNAs.
CNAs.
Yeah. And basically it's the whole thing. Like if it walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, then it must be a duck when actually it's not. It's just like a.
Well, I just don't like the fact that they're calling it an aging in place home.
Right.
It's not an aging in place home. It's somewhere that they're going for a little bit more care than they're living in their own home, but they're paying somebody an extra fee. And I mean, it's just something I think. These people need to realize, and a lot of them are just doing it for money and didn't want to deal with the state.
That's it. And I, as you know, I speak to a lot of groups out in the community at the because they'll contact the prosecutor's office and they'll say, like, can you speak to our community about elder abuse? One of the groups I did talk to were the Care Home Association, and these were people that had gone through the process. These were people that did invest a lot of time, energy into making the house that they're taking care of these patients in legal and safe. And yet you have these illegal places, because they are illegal places, springing up around them and taking their patients away from them, because they can do it cheaper because they don't have to pay the insurance.
So what's the risk if somebody, you know, thinks they want to save money? Because what a care home, you know, that provides some form of assisted living or care, $4,000 to $5,000 to $7,000.
Right.
What's the risk of them? So these clients will go to a home, maybe pay $2,000 or $3,000, a little bit less, just because they can't afford it. But what in return are they risking?
Well, I mean, just think of that whole concept of what you just said there. You have mom and dad that can no longer take care of themselves. You have mom and dad who you love immensely and you want them to be taken care of. And yet then you're going to go for bargain basement price care. I mean, that's kind of dangerous there. I have a teenage daughter. I mean, I'd rather buy a nice car for her than buy something that maybe the brakes don't work or the lights don't work or something. So you just have to weigh the risk versus the cost. Because like you say, what if mom and dad, their drugs, their medication are not being regulated because the people running this illegal home don't have the proper training, did not go through the efforts of getting the training, getting the certificates, getting the degrees that you would find in a well-regulated home. You're playing Russian roulette with your.
Well, even the regular doesn't mean they have all that training.
But it's a step, though. I mean, you know John McDermott, long-term care ombudsman, and his job is very important in the state of Hawaii, where he goes and inspects these homes. And there is regulation for a reason. It's not just bureaucracy. It's for the safety of our kapuna. And that's the bottom line, is that are they in a safe environment?
So where are we at right now, then? What is the state doing? Are you aware of that? What's going on with that?
Well, I mean, it all comes down to, first of all, with the media attention, that's one good thing, because it is highlighting a problem which a lot of people did not realize was existing. And I believe that some of our legislators now are proposing certain bills that would increase either the fines or help with enforcement of it. Because you have all these homes that have been in existence for years, but if you only have one inspector and
for the whole state,
and if he's only relying on hearsay or whatever, like that, you need to have more enforcement officers. And going back to John McDermott's situation, I mean, you just ask him and he'll relegate you or regale you with all the tales of all the years and years and years he spent trying to get money for help.
And but he finally got it.
And I'm so happy
hire people for the neighbor islands.
And that's fantastic. I mean, I'm glad that the legislator did recognize his efforts and the important role that he serves in our community. But now, with respect to these care homes, or these illegal care homes, that's what DCCA needs. DCCA does need the enforcement power, does need the resources to get out there.
So do you have anybody, is there anybody trying to redesign a new law or create a new law to prevent these type of aging in place, per se, units?
Well, I mean, I don't know if a new law is necessary as opposed to let's just enforce
the current laws. Yeah,
yeah, that's it. And that's in my 22 years plus of experience as a prosecutor in this island, that's pretty much if we enforce the existing laws, that's usually sufficient.
Yeah. We're talking about these illegal care homes, aging in place properties here in the state that you saw in the newspaper recently in the last 2 or 3 weeks. If you do have a complaint, though, of a facility, we talk about John McDermott. He's a long-term care ombudsman. So he investigates and watches over all these in the whole state. So if you do have a complaint or anything you want to bring to his attention, the phone number there at his office is, I'm trying to find it here, is 586-7268. Once again, it's 586-7268. If you have a complaint regarding any of the care homes in the state of Hawaii, nursing facilities, give him a call. But anyway, so it's been a big issue. But, you know, it's something only just recently, probably in the last 2 months, I've heard about.
And that's it. I mean, going back to, and you and I know, and that's why I love the service that you provide, that the Generations Network provides. Not only the magazine, which hopefully everybody's familiar with, but also now you getting into the television arena with the OC16 show, is it all comes down to education. And these past 10 years plus with the Elder Abuse Unit, I've learned a lot, and I'm always amazed at just how much people don't know about elder issues. And that's the scary part there, is that there's a lot of information that maybe by now you and I take for granted that people in our community do not know anything about.
Yeah. Well, today we're talking about elder abuse, and we have Scott Spolina, the elder abuse attorney from the prosecutor's office. And yeah, Scott, that's one of the things that, you know, when we started a magazine 8 years ago, our really mission was to find respected and provide a magazine in print of respected and trusted information, articles, stories, facts, and contacts with people that need some help in our 50-plus marketplace here. And so one of the things that I've always, you know, meant to do is provide all this information to the public. Mm-hmm. That's why we started a magazine and TV and very, we're out already, Generations TV on OC16, as well as on our website. But we are going to talk about the aging in place, by the way. We actually interviewed John McDermott a couple weeks ago.
Oh, very good.
So he will be on our show coming up probably end of this month, November here. But the biggest thing is, you know, I hear about cases of fraud and elder abuse almost daily.
Well, and I want to say that's good because you're hearing about it. But on the same side of the coin, that's bad because you are hearing about it. And again, I still think that it needs to be more focus on these crimes because, unfortunately, I don't want to meet people that have been victims of crime because it's so difficult for our elder population to recover from a crime, whether it be a physical crime of violence or a financial crime of violence. Because, as you know, a great many of our kapuna are on such fixed income that maybe a theft that you and I may be able to absorb and live a natural life or would not upset our lifestyle would be devastating to somebody that is on a fixed income.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what are some of the, you know, by the way, before you get into the stories and the events that you see, don't forget, if you go to our website, generations808.com, that has all the resources there. But if you go to our page and on the search bar there in the top middle there, just type in elder abuse and it'll spit out all the articles we've ever done on elder abuse, most of them written by Scott Spolina. There might be some from the Better Business Bureau back in the day we did, but that way you can see what the story's about and what he's talking about, because something that hit our family a few months ago was that grandparent scheme. So for a lot of people that may not know what the grandparent scheme, could you tell that story?
Yeah.
Or I can tell you that story.
Well, like you said, it hits your family directly there. But I mean, the scheme basically is you have a phone call. It's usually a phone call, although you can get it in email form as well, of someone notifying you that a loved one is in trouble. That's what it comes down to. The trouble might be they hit somebody in a car. And it might be like, oh, grandma, let me get ahead of myself. Let me tell you the story of what happened to the caller that happened last week. he got a call, and or she got a call saying that her grandson had hit somebody, and this was the sheriff's office in New York City, calling, saying, "Ma'am,
that's serious stuff."
Yeah, ma'am, I regret to inform you, but your grandson just hit a woman, and she's in the hospital, and she's uninsured. And the your grandson said that you'd be able to pay for the hospital bill. And so would you send money to this address to pay for it?
ASAP.
ASAP, obviously ASAP. Now, this woman was a woman of means, and so she had $10,000 cash, and she mailed $10,000 cash to this address in New York.
Well, she did mail it.
She did.
The case I heard about, they took them down to the Walgreens or Walmart somewhere. They wire the money.
Right, right. No, this one, they asked for cash. And so she went to the Federal Express office, put cash in a box, and sent it.
Cash. Never heard of people giving cash.
And again, this woman was a woman of means. The next day, she got another call from the sheriff, supposedly, of New York, saying, "Ma'am, I regret to inform you, but the woman that your grandson hit was pregnant, and the child died."
Well, that's a great story.
It's a great story, let me tell you.
Who thinks up these storylines?
Scam artists have nothing to do there. And so they convinced her that the woman will not press charges against her grandson if they pay for all the medical expenses.
Oh, that makes sense.
Which would be $25,000.
So
could she send in cash $25,000 to this address?
Now, this is a true story.
This is a true story.
Who gives $25,000 cash?
Story. And when I'm talking to this lady over the telephone, I didn't want to ask, like, are you rich or something? But again, the scam artists obviously did their homework. They obviously did the homework that this was a woman of means that happened to live in Hawaii. And so in talking to her, what happened is that she eventually revealed this, what she was doing, to one of her children. And the children had heard about this grandparent scheme. And one of her other children actually was a federal officer, federal law enforcement officer. And he knew exactly what to do. He intercepted the second package.
Wow.
He is able to stop it, intercept the second package, and they're going to try to set up some sort of sting with this perpetrator. I don't know if that ever went through or not.
But you caught him, right?
Well, the original $10,000 sent was gone.
Oh.
Because the package was delivered already.
Oh.
But the $25,000 was in transit. And so that's why they were able to stop it. Where was that? So it was never delivered to that New York City address there.
Wow.
That's the only part of the story I got, really, because then the grandmother said, "So, yes, so my family's now taking care of it." And said, "Well, do you want to make a police report?" "Oh, no, it's too much humbug," or whatever. Even though she's out $10,000, again, that's why I say she's a woman of means.
They can't go find out where it was delivered to. If it was FedEx, it must be have an address.
Yeah, it had an address, but then someone just picked it up and was gone. And so, but these are stories that, like you said, I see the expression on your face, like, "Really, Scott? Really, this is happening?" But it does happen. I mean, like I said, it happens
every day.
Well, okay, you tell the story of what happened in your family.
Yeah, basically, my niece and nephew, I can't remember which one it was, came to a party and said, "Rick, how was Mexico? I heard you got in some trouble." Mm-hmm. And they said, "I didn't go to Mexico." And they said, "No, you did, because they called us and asking for money. Well, you got in a car accident." And so that person said, "That sounded just like Rick." Oh, yeah. I said, "Come on, how do you know it was Rick?" "Well, they said it sounded like Rick, so they sent him $500. Mm-hmm. And then they called later on.
Right.
I think it was the next day. They needed, I think, $750 or $1,000.
Right.
And they're ready to send it, and they thought, doesn't quite sound right. Mm-hmm. But they sent it anyway.
Right.
Then they called the police, and it was right. So they actually stopped the second one.
Okay.
But they knew so much about the family.
That's it.
Where they lived at.
Exactly.
You know, which is amazing. How would they... So, you know, the family member didn't know. They must have been true, because they knew where mm-hmm. they lived. Mm-hmm. They knew the name. How do they know somebody's name? And I just heard about it just out of my right ear, because I was on another side of the room. I heard that. Like, all of a sudden, I heard you sent money to Mexico? My ears go up like, why would you do that? So I said, do you know, Scott, did you read our magazine? I recommend everybody read our magazine. I mean, trust me. I'm on the website now, and I just typed in elder abuse. Guys, you must have written over 20 articles on different scams.
Oh, my gosh. There.
Yeah, I'm scrolling down like, oh, my God, you're really well written. And he has some good names, like some of the names here. My elder abuse teacher, which is a recent article. Mm-hmm. And then you have another one, zero chance of winning the lottery. Really, zero?
Zero.
Sure it's not 1.2?
No, it's zero. Don't get me started on this here.
And you said, beware of pretty packages. What's that about?
Because basically, scam artists create a package for you. They tell you what you want to hear. They dress themselves up in nice suits. They have nice business cards. They have nice websites. They have all the accoutrements of, or all the trappings of being legitimate. Mm-hmm. And so when they offer you something that possibly is too good to be true, I mean, everybody has their own vision of what a scam artist looks like. If I told your audience, especially if you're not driving, if I told your audience, close your eyes right now and envision what a scam artist looks like. Envision what you would assume somebody that is a constant liar would look like. We all have a vision of somebody that's perhaps more on the udgy side, more like just slimy.
Is that what Uji means? Boy, you're a local boy already.
on the slimy side, that is, I'd be recognized. And
I know.
And I get people all the time coming to me after my presentation saying, oh, I can tell when someone's lying to me. It's like, no, you can't.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. No, you can't.
Well, the University of Hawaii couldn't tell either. Remember that one a few years ago?
What was that? The Wonder Blunder?
Yeah, I'm reading the paper, and I'm going, Stevie Wonder's coming to Hawaii?
Yeah.
Wow, that's one of my favorite artists. I want to go. Then look at the ad, like, this doesn't sound right. Like, Stevie Wonder, why would we, you know, we would have seen a press release. We would have seen commercials on TV. We would have done a story and it was just a simple ad. Mm-hmm. I was like, there's something not right with that. Sure enough, the next day, 2 days later, 3 days later, it was a scam.
But think about it, though. What was it, like $200,000 they sent or some?
Something like that.
Yeah, tens of thousands of dollars.
But if the University of Hawaii couldn't figure it out.
Exactly.
Right?
And that's one thing that I tell the victims of crimes is do not be embarrassed if you're a victim of a crime. Do not let your embarrassment lead to shame, lead to silence. Because if you are a victim of a crime, you need to tell somebody so that another victim will not occur. Oftentimes, people are ashamed. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so stupid and everything. But no, these are professional con men. These are professional people that fool lawyers, fool judges, fool administrators. So please report.
Yeah. We're here with Scott Spolina, the elder abuse attorney from the prosecutor's office. Scott, real quick, if the public has a question or a comment or maybe a case, how do they get a hold of you?
Okay. 768-6452. Again, that's 768-6452.
And that's the elder abuse hotline, right?
That's the elder abuse hotline. Or they can just Google elder abuse Hawaii and my name will come up.
Yeah. Mr. Scott Spolina here. I did want to tell you another story, but I'll get it to wait for the break because in the last probably 3 months, I've gotten calls from two people that a lot of people know in this community here, and they were not willing to tell their case on.
Anyway,
we'll be right back. I'm Percy here with Scott Spolina from the Generations Radio Show. We'll be right back after this message.
We will be right back with Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690, The Answer.
Kaiser Permanente presents a Medicare Moment.
Are you turning 65 this year, wondering what you need to do and know before signing up for Medicare? There's an overwhelming amount of information out there, but where should you turn for help? For answers to these questions and more, tune in to my show, A Medicare Moment with Martha, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. on AM 690 The Answer. Each week, my guests and I will help you navigate through the A's, B's, C's, and D's of Medicare. I'll also interview representatives from Kaiser Permanente about Medicare eligibility, health trends, and more. If you have questions about Medicare, be sure to tune in for helpful information, resources, and insights from some of Hawaii's top Medicare professionals.
This Medicare Moment has been brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, who reminds you to tune into the Medicare Moment with Martha radio show every Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. on AM 690, The Answer.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
Hi, I'm back again. This is Ed speaking on Medicare Hints.
A lot of people may not realize that they may qualify for extra financial assistance to help pay for their premiums and prescription drug costs, depending on their income and their total assets. These savings can be especially helpful for seniors who are on a fixed income.
Find out if you qualify. Call us.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Oahu's newest senior living community, Ilima at Lehano, is now open in the heart of Kapolei. Within this beautiful new community, offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care, you will experience a feeling of ohana that provides a sense of community and peace of mind for our kupuna. A range of spacious apartment styles are available, from large studios to spacious one- and two-bedroom plans, most with a large private lanai. Be one of the first to call Ilima your home. Visit ilimaatlehano.com or call 674-8022.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include three meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit VoidVacationsHawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Howard from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. Don't forget, you can listen to this again on our website, generations808.com. As you know, our October-November issue is out right now with our longtime family friend, Rose Nakamura, on the cover from Project Donna. And if you haven't heard of Project Donna, you better read it, because it's a nationally recognized nonprofit that services seniors. And they've helped many, many families in Hawaii. They are on Maui and the Big Island. And they're a faith-based organization that helps people through different different churches. But now some nonprofits and some groups are learning about what they do and how to help more seniors out there. Still working on Kauai, but Maui and the Big Island and Oahu, of course, is very, very busy. So they have a lot of free services out there, respite services. They'll do home inspections. They have a grant right now for that home device, the medical, what do you call it? What do you call those little things? Emergency personal response.
Okay. The alert system. Bracelet? Or?
Yeah, or the pendant. And it's a free for a year. But I think it's really important for, they do a lot of programs where they just make contact with seniors once a week, follow up with them, whether it's mailing a letter or calling them personally. But and congratulations to Cindy Osojima, who has taken over for Rose, who just retired. She's well deserving of the retirement, I'll tell you. But so Cindy Osojima is the new director of the Project Donna. And so if you want more services or look what they're looking for, go to projectdonna.org. I did want to mention in this magazine as well on November 18th, in a couple of weeks there, at the Blaisdell Exhibition Hall, the Mayor's Craft Country and Craft Fair is coming up. And the biggest thing besides giving out, selling all the wares from the senior clubs, is we're going to have a karaoke contest. Scott, you might want to join. I think it's 50 and over. But
I know my father-in-law is looking forward to that.
That's right. That's right. So thanks to Jeff Apaka, the entertainer, local entertainer, is going to be hosting that event. I might enter. I don't know yet. I'm still thinking about it because some of the older guys, they may not recognize my younger new songs, like Lionel Richie and all these things. You know me, I only know five songs, right?
Besides Happy Birthday.
Yeah, and that's really on November 18th, Saturday at the Blaisdell from 9 to 1 o'clock. And so that's going to be a great event. If you want to buy stuff for Christmas, really at a reasonable price, check it out because I found a lot of great items there. We did also put in some of our AGM place photos there from our exhibitor partners. We had over 3,000 people this year, and every year it's growing. So next year, we're actually looking at doing three different events next year.
Oh, my gosh.
As you know, our Generations TV show on page 14 there in October-November issue features all our dates, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, twice on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So check it out there on OC16. And I love what they're doing now because they're really pushing our show, and I appreciate that. So anyway, one of the newest things that I found about, which I love with the magazine is a resource to how to stay healthier with supplements. But the newest supplement is that product at GNC called Xanthosyn.
You were telling me about that.
Xanthosyn. I know younger guys here don't have to worry about it. You and Paco. Paco's only 20 years old, our engineer back there. Xanthosyn is the newest supplement. It's the highest, from what I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, it's the highest compound of an anti-inflammatory supplement. And so, as you guys know, I play a lot of sports and I'm actually hurt right now, but I take that twice a day and it really has helped me in terms of anti-inflammatory issues that I have because of my groin pull, my tendon tear, my ankle. So it's really helped me a lot. We are featuring a regular column for seniors, and that's coming from Margaret Perkinson, the new Center on Aging Director at University of Hawaii. She'll be writing about the big topic on aging in Hawaii every issue. And let's see, a couple other ones here. We had one of our most favorite shows on radio to date was a couple months ago from Alvin Suzuki, my classmate.
Oh, I remember. I listened to that.
Talking about caregiving for his mom. And we taped these, as you know, we put it on our website, and to date is the most well-listened to radio show that we've ever had. And it's called Unexpected Turn of Events. He talks about his mom. Unfortunately, mom has passed away recently, he got the call saying, "Mom needs your help." And next day, mom moved in with them, and they realized that it was a difficult task, so they moved into a facility. And then they realized that facility wasn't working for them, so they moved into another facility where, unfortunately, she loved, but unfortunately, she passed away recently. So thanks to Alvin. It's on page 45, and it's a great read. If you're having issues with your parents, whether it's being discharged from a facility, rehab, you need things about Medicare, go to the website, type in the issue, or just give us a call or email me through the magazine. I can refer you out or give you some leads to trusted people that I work with every day. This is Medicare enrollment period, so make sure you find out our Medicare people. We have United Healthcare, Kaiser, HMSA, we have FBI, Financial Benefits Insurance, which is doing a great work out there. But it's really important to learn, understand and learn about Medicare, but among the many topics that we have to deal with senior living.
Well, and that's one thing is, like you said, being a caregiver usually happens very unexpectedly. They say that everybody's one heart attack away from or one stroke away from being a caregiver to a loved one.
One call away from, Scott, your dad's in the hospital.
That's right. And then your life changes. And it's a dramatic change that people, more often than not, do not plan for.
Well, most of the time. In fact, you know, I think I mentioned this before on the show is that I went to the when I was at the AGM Place workshop, was it August? One of the last segments of the day was on, was it on Social Security or Medicare? And I walked into the room, had over 100 people in the room, and I asked how many people this is their first time attending the event. Mm-hmm. And about 80% of people raised their hand. And I could not believe how many people it was the first time they came.
Yeah.
In fact, a couple of people asked me, this is a really good workshop. How long have you been doing it? I say 11 years. Well, so this tells you that people don't really address these issues until it comes about placed on their lap.
And it's funny because just last week I was telling you about this. I received an award from the Society of Security. It's called the Top Cop Award. And so I was talking to some old timers I used to work with as a private investigator and some police officers and everything. And one of the guys approached me, he used to be my supervisor when I was a private investigator, and was telling me about caring for his dad. And he did not know where to begin. And the very first thing I said is like, you need to find this magazine called Generations Magazine, because what you've created with this magazine is a directory of resources. A directory of resources that, like you said, we don't think about. We don't even think about needing these things until we run up against these roadblocks when we become an instant caregiver. And so that's why I've always been very supportive of Generations Network, including the Aging in Place conferences, including the magazine, and now your television show, because I view this as prevention of a lot of abuses that I see on the tail end when people don't prepare and they become victims because of the desperation they find themselves in these situations.
Well, that's why we wanted to bring out Generations TV. People can see it. You connect emotionally to TV, and we can tell stories. And so we are going to talk about those aging in place and care homes
as well. It's a good show. I mean, I don't know if people are aware of the quality of the show, but to me, it reminds me a lot of The Old Moving Company, but better quality. I mean, that's how the quality of the show. I remember when you showed me the first pilot episode of this, like, this is really, really good. This is not like your typical cable kind of show there. This is, like, for lack of a better term, network quality.
Oh, yeah. And we wanted to tell stories. We wanted to be able to provide information to all the families out there. But so what else is going on in your elder abuse world, Scott?
Well, I mean, again, it comes down to you think that everybody would know this by now, but they don't. And going back to where we left off before about people being so embarrassed that they don't want to report, I want to give another example of, and this was a financial advisor, and he was telling me how, actually he has a radio show, and I was listening to him on the radio, and a caller called him up, and they were saying, hey, so-and-so, I want to know the tax implications for this inheritance I was just told that I got. And do I have to declare taxes? And so this expert that's been in the field of financial advising for like 30 plus years was giving him all the tax implications, all the like, oh yeah, if you do this, this, this. And I had to call up the show and say, wait a minute, this is a scam. And it's a very popular scam. I'm sure by now you've heard of the lottery scam, or it's basically called an advance fee fraud, where basically they tell you you won something, but in order to get that money, you have to pay something in advance. And so you would get either like you win the lottery, a lottery you didn't apply for, or a government grant that supposedly the government's giving you, but you have to pay taxes beforehand. Well, now the latest package wrapping of this scam is a loved one that you really didn't know you had died in Europe or China or whatever, and I'm the estate lawyer, and so I regret to inform you that your poor Uncle Joe, twice removed cousin, He passed away and he had a large estate, and you're getting a portion of the estate. And this portion is only like $300,000 of his billion-dollar estate. But yeah, unfortunately, the laws in this country is you have to pay for the estate taxes first. So once you pay the estate taxes to us, then we'll send you a certified bank check of $3 million. And so this guy that called this station saying, okay, what do I do with that money? Is it going to affect my taxes and everything? It's like, no, it's a scam. It's a very popular scam that goes on there. And this financial advisor, again, that's been doing his job for over 30 years, did not recognize the telltale signs of this kind of fraud there. And I'm thinking like, oh my gosh, if this expert didn't recognize and was going to help this person get swindled, imagine every day public, like your family members, like callers I get all the time, like my mother-in-law, the article that you mentioned earlier about my elder abuse teacher is my own mother-in-law. This is somebody that I love and known for decades, and she has been involved in more scams. In fact, I just wrote a three-part article in the Generations magazine. And the reason it's three parts is because she's been involved with almost every scam dating back to the year 2000. And the reason I know that is because she was involved in the Y2K scam.
Really?
Yeah, where basically it was, I don't know if your listeners, especially if younger listeners, back in the day when the year was going to change from the year 2000, there's a lot of hysteria about how banks would shut down, the computers would not recognize the from 999 to 000 and everything. So there's a lot of panic. And the scam artist taking advantage of this panic to where my mother-in-law lost over $20,000.
Wow.
Because she was pulling out money from annuities. She was investing in water claiming systems. Underneath our house, we had pallets full of this Y2K proof water that would last for like, you're rolling your eyes at me, but this is an educated woman that had a college degree that had worked her entire life in a professional capacity at Hickam Air Force Base. And because of the noose hysteria that just led these con artists to get into her life and convince her of certain things. And that was actually probably my first experience with a financial scam. And unfortunately, I've told you this over many a drink, about how she'd been involved with foreclosure scams and how she almost lost her house because of the charlatan that came to the islands and was selling her a bill of goods and convinced her not to pay her mortgage and everything. And so fortunately, she's still in her house. She's not living with me, so that's very fortunate.
And are they prosecuting that person, by the way?
No, because he was able to hide. First of all, in a certain level, because the brainwashing was so good with my mother-in-law, she still kind of believes him still to this day that his plan that the banks were corrupt and that the government's corrupt. And
well, they are. And don't be on a highway tomorrow from 2 to 3 o'clock and from 7 to 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Trump's coming in town.
The Trump's coming in town there. No, you're talking about Friday. Yeah. Trump's coming. But yeah, she totally believed this to where she had not paid her mortgage for like 2 years. And obviously the bank started wanting to start the foreclosure. She ended up hiring this lawyer, which I told her, do not hire this lawyer. He got ran out of Chicago. Do not hire this lawyer. She hired him. A year later, he gets disbarred here, and he'd taken $18,000 from her. And so elder abuse, when I talk about elder abuse, it's a personal passion of mine, because it has disrupted my family. And that's why I can relate to people that call me up on a daily basis. Again, I'll give you the phone number at the end of the show. I understand their plight. I understand the frustration that they feel. I understand the frustration that family members feel. Because oftentimes it is the adult child that finds out that their mom or dad is a victim of a scam or a crime. And they don't know how to react to that, and oftentimes they react poorly to where the mom or dad doesn't want to talk to them anymore.
So guys, if you're listening, try and talk to your parents. If it's too good to be true, it's not true. Mm-hmm. If they ever send any money, you shouldn't, because you never have to spend money in advance on these kind of scams. But really, you know, if you have any questions, call Scott or email us through the magazine. Mm-hmm. But talk to your family about that, because a lot of times the scam artists will tell you, don't tell any family members.
That's it.
Secret,
they want to keep it a secret there.
And it's rampant. But one of the major ways that how people get involved in giving money to these scam artists is through these cards, debit cards,
yes,
called Green Dot and a couple other name cards, right?
Yep. And I think everybody's familiar with wiring money. Wiring money is the old term, like Western Union, Wells Fargo. You go to, let's say, a Walmart or a 7-Eleven and say, I want to wire this money to somebody in another state, and then they'd go to another 7-Eleven or Walmart and get the cash. And we call it like the old-fashioned way now, even though it's still in existence, but now with our technology, what you can do is a lot of things online. And oftentimes what will happen is that you'll get this con artist wanting money from you. And again, we've covered some of the schemes of where, okay, congratulations, you won the lottery, you have to pay taxes beforehand. Here's an easy way to pay taxes. Go down to Walgreens, go down to 7-Eleven, and get what's called a Green Dot card. What a Green Dot card is, it looks like a credit card, but it's like a gift card, where you put money on this Green Dot card, and instead of going like a gift card, like you go to Neiman Marcus or you go to McDonald's for a gift card, what you do is you charge up this card, and then if you read the number to somebody on the back of that card, they can go online on the internet and take money from that account that you just created.
Instantly.
And so now these con artists are using this as a means to instantly get money from a senior. And you might be saying, okay, well, that seems to be a lot of work. But no, we've had repeated examples of a con artist directing, like last year, we had this one man. He lived in the Kamiki area. And what happened is that they called him up, saying, congratulations, you won an overnight lottery, they called it. Overnight lottery, where if you pay the taxes now, you get it, or we take the prize to the next caller. Okay, no, I want the prize. Okay, what's your address? So my address is blah, 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 blah. Okay, we're going to send a cab to your house right now.
I've heard that when you say, do send a cab.
Yeah, and so they stay on the line. So don't hang up the phone, stay on the line. And then within 10 minutes, the cab shows up to their house because they're on another phone, or maybe their accomplice calls up the cab company here saying, hey, pick up this guy at this address. Okay, hop in the cab and tell the cab driver to go to, wait a minute, let me look this up here. Okay, there's a 7-Eleven down the street.
That's what they do. They know exactly where you live.
Yeah,
so they
because
can Google the address.
Yeah, Google the address, Google areas or Walgreens near you at that. Now go into the store and go to the cashier and ask for where the Green Dot cards are at. And we've had reports of cashiers describing elderly people coming into their store on the phone, talking to somebody,
yeah,
and being directed on the phone to purchase like $200 gift cards,
right,
or Green Dot cards there. And the reason that these people do this is because they don't want the senior to talk to anybody else.
Right.
They want to stay on the phone so that way they know they're not going to ask for advice from a loved one or a neighbor. And it's all part of the isolation we were talking about there. And then once they give that number on the back of these Green Dot cards, the money's gone.
So they actually get the credit card, deposit from that credit card,
right,
to the Green Dot card.
Yes.
Once they leave the cash register, they're still on the phone. It's okay, you have the Green Dot card? Yes. Okay, read the back number on the back of the card. And as soon as they read it, the guy's already typing in on this online
already
the number. And within 5 seconds, the money's gone.
They're in the parking lot. I mean, they
or they're in South Africa. Or
what I'm talking about is that the victim,
yeah, yeah,
just had purchased those three or five Green Dot cards. They're in the parking lot with the cab still waiting there. And say, okay, before you do anything else, read me those numbers just to verify you did everything correctly.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay, have a nice day, sir. Hang up. Click.
Gone.
That's gone. All that money they just put there, the hundreds of dollars, the thousands of dollars they put on multiple cards, is now gone. And then you have a senior in a parking lot with a taxi cab. That's it.
Just like that.
Just like that. And for some people, crime does pay. And that's why our office has been tired of being reactive. We've been tired of trying to help people that have already been victims of crime. So that's why we do these efforts. We join with you. We join with AARP. We join with some of the AAAs out there to educate the public that this crime is real. This is not a mainland thing going on here. In Hawaii, down the street from where you live, happening to your friends, families, and neighbors, they are being preyed upon by seniors.
Well, we're an island, so a lot of times these scam artists are from the mainland or some mostly foreign country. It's hard to go back and try and track them down. We're not going to fly to any place else to extradite them back to Hawaii. It's hard to track, you know, especially for these high tech people that are so far away.
And they make their living. They make millions upon millions of dollars. This is their living. And imagine, I mean, you're very good at your job. You do it every day. You work very hard at it. If you were a scam artist, just imagine the scams you could perpetrate if you had the same work ethic.
I couldn't do that.
Okay.
If I knew they're gullible, I'd be laughing. Can you believe this? She gave me $1,000? I'll be laughing over the phone. You know, but it's very true. These scam artists are just so good. I mean,
and they're educated. I mean, again, going back to what everybody's preconceived notions are of what a con artist is not it. I mean, we just had, and you mentioned his name earlier, Frank Abagnale, the person that's going to be featured in one of your shows. I call him the forefather of scam artists. A lot of your listeners might recognize him as the movie Catch Me If You Can with Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio. That was his true life story.
The movie was written about his story.
Yes, of how he was. Starting off as a teenager into his early 20s, how back in the day he swindled millions of dollars from different people, different organizations, and because he did not look, quote unquote, look like a con artist. Mm-hmm. He looked like an everyday kid. And to hear his stories and to hear just how easy it is to be a criminal, it's frighteningly so.
Especially when a smart criminal like that.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? But anyway, we got a few more minutes. Any last story you want to tell before we hang up here?
I mean, again, the things that we've talked about today may sound unbelievable to your listeners. But just imagine, though, that as a parent, as you and I are both parents, if we had a call from somebody saying that our child was in trouble, we would probably act more than we would think, saying, oh my gosh, what can I do to help my child out there? That's what a lot of seniors go through when they get these grandma scams. When they get the call saying, congratulations, you won this money, they instantly think, how can I use this money to leave a legacy for my children? So it's not that these seniors that are victims are gullible or stupid or anything like that. It's just that their heart is in the right place and they want to do good for their children, their grandchildren. Because they can't turn off the button of being a good parent. And so we don't demonize, we don't make fun of these victims. We empathize with them and say, you know what? You got scammed, but a lot of smart people get scammed. Do not be ashamed. You have to report this. You have to stop this.
Yep. Well, one thing the good government's doing is that the new Medicare card coming out next year, they are taking the Social Security number off the Medicare card.
Very good. They need to do that for years.
So if you're listening, if there's anything you do not want to give out or show people is your identification code, which is your Social Security number. Mm-hmm. Whatever you do, do not show it around. Do not keep it in a safe place. Don't carry the card around. Right. I did a workshop 2 months ago, and this guy comes in my workshop, and he actually had it tagged, his Medicare card tagged to his collar on a clip. I said, can I ask why you're wearing that? He goes, oh, well, it's my identification when I go on the bus. I said, well, you don't have to carry your Medicare card. It has your Social Security number on it. He goes, what's wrong with that? I saw, if there's anything that these scam artists need, especially for identity theft, is your Social Security number.
Right.
They can find your name, your age, your birth date, where you live, all online.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the Social Security number is the one that they cannot get. So once they catch that, once they find a way to get that, they have it on a document or something, they can find everything on you,
everything.
Especially pulling a credit report.
And they can not only pull credit reports, but also they can do credit cards in your name that you would never get those checks for. And then all of a sudden you get the credit card company pounding on your door saying, hey, you owe us $18,000 in these credit cards. And it's like, I never did a credit card. Well,
so look at it next year. Your Medicare card will change. It'll be a generic number on there. But anyway, Mr. Scott Spallina from the prosecutor's office, regarding elder abuse, what's the number they can reach you again?
Again, it's 768-6452, and that's 768-6452.
So I appreciate that because I know a lot of our listeners are baby boomers listening for information for the parents. So if you're a baby boomer or you're older or younger and have parents or grandparents, make sure you pay attention to what your parents are doing, your grandparents, and always keep in contact. Always let them know that they can always call you if they hear something unusual, because I get calls every week.
Yes.
From so people that ask me about that. Yeah. So thank you very much.
Thank you,
and
sir.
Thank you, everybody. So this is November. Check out our Generations TV show, Generations Radio show on our website, generations808.com. So thank you, everybody. Have a great month of November, and we'll talk to you soon. Aloha and live well.